escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. Hour number two. We take you right up until 8 o'clock. Trevor Harris, Larry Bluestein on South Florida High School Sports Radio. And if you miss anything that we have this evening, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. And there we are, South Florida High School Sports. You'll be able to catch up. Our first hour, we talked to Oscar Castaneda, the special teams coach at St. Thomas University. We talked to Coach Eddie Delgado, the head coach at Doral Academy. The Firebirds looking pretty good. Saw him up at a couple of camps this summer. Also, Coach Sean Walters, the head coach at Atlantis University right here in South Florida. Another option, guys. Another option to play college football and get an education. So, obviously, you know, you have an opportunity nowadays, especially with, you know, so many programs here in South Florida, and there's so many athletes that want to continue playing. You know, I mean, you got to kind of put it all into perspective. I know everybody would love to play at Miami and Ohio State and such, but that's just not in the cards. We have options. And as I said, over the weekend, had a huge opportunity to spend 2 days over at St. Thomas University. Over 800 athletes poured onto that campus, probably the biggest weekend that a football program has ever had, with line camps, with prospect camps. They had 7-on-7 and also a kicking camp as well. So, listen, a lot of things going on for you. This summer, we'll be here every week now. No more Panthers, no more Heat. We're here right through probably through October when they start their exhibition seasons in November, then we kind of get shifted around. But nevertheless, we'll be here every week. As I said, you know, this tomorrow kind of brings the end of the month of June, and it's been really filled with a lot of events. You know, like I said, over the weekend, OT7 came to South Florida over at St. Thomas Aquinas. A lot of great teams, a lot of great athletes from not only here, but all over the country. We had a lot of different camps at all the schools throughout the state of Florida. So now July gets a little quiet, and you have a handful of things. But one of the things that's going to really take center stage, we talked about it last year when we went, is the Crib Classic. It's a summer classic that also has an all-star game that was played this year, Dade versus Broward. But this event is going to be really special on July 12th at Christopher Columbus High School in Miami, and going to have a lot of really good athletes, a lot of good teams. And then 2 weeks later, they will be having a combine, which will be open to some of the prospects that are up and coming. So there's a lot going on, and I'm telling you, the people at the Crib Classic have worked really, really overtime to make these events. If you go by what they did with the All-Star Game, you know that everything's going to be special. Somebody who's been right behind us from the beginning, he and his group have done so well in planning and preparing and making this a first-class event is Jose Duaso, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Jose, thanks so much for taking the time. I know we're counting down the days to this Crib Classic, because if it's anything like the All-Star Game, it's going to be pretty, pretty good. And last year, we had your inaugural Crib Classic over at Ransom Everglades, which ran really well and had some of the best football talent in South Florida.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Blue. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. You are a living legend down here. Really excited about what we're building with Crib Classic and the Crib Classic 7-on-7.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because, you know, we started this off last year about this time, you know, with getting some really good football teams down to Ransom Everglades, you know, for the day to watch them play. I mean, you had, you know, South Ridge and American Heritage, and you had some of the better football programs from South Florida. You kind of played on that and went to the All-Star Game, the Dade versus Broward All-Star Game, which, and also the 8th grade All-Star Game, which really turned out extremely well. Now we turn to two more events coming up. First of all, is going to be the Crib Classic 7-on-7 Invitational, and that's going to be held on the 12th of July. And then you got the Combine. Let's break both of them down. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, some potential, some of the teams, and you know as well as I do, with all the 7-on-7 events basically coming to an end, you know, from a national standpoint, you know, like the Raw and some of the other teams. Now it's going to be the focus on the individual teams, and we'll get a chance to see a lot of these players perform for their own schools.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. We have a great list of schools signed up this year, very similar to the schools of last year. We have the best of the best coming to compete again in Christopher Columbus, Cardinal Newman, Miami Norland, American Heritage. We got Chaminade, reigning state champs in West Boca, Monarch, True North, who's loaded up this offseason, as you know, Matter Academy with legendary Ice Harris. You know, I can't forget about my guy Shu at Central. And then we have Edison, Southridge, Palmetto, Atlantic, West Broward, and Plantation. So very, nice. Very excited about the teams we have involved. Definitely a very loaded event. Definitely highlighting all the top talent down here we have in the Tri-County area. We tried to cover as much as well as we can in each county and represent each county as best as possible. And just very excited about where we're going this and the players that we'll have at this event. And as you know, our crew in the Euro Twins at 305 Sports and their platform they've created, there's no bigger platform in South Florida for our kids than the platform that they created. Just great story that Javi Valdez told me down in Doral that Jason Lopez picked up an offer off of the Crib Classic last year. So just hearing that makes it worth it because that kid's a stud.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, like you said, I mean, FSU is going to get a really good one in not just football, but also basketball as well. But you take a look at, you know, I know that you guys work extremely hard. There's a lot of good sponsors that, you know, kind of want to identify themselves with this because of the fact that it's well run. Like you said, with the Euro Twins, great exposure. They do a great job. I see them everywhere. I mean, no matter what it is. But you also have a lot of really good people working with you who have organizational skills, who have, you know, who have done this kind of stuff before in business and such. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, my partner, Alec DeGros, a funny story enough, him and I were arch rivals in high school at Palmer Trinity and Westminster Christian, two little small private schools. But now we're business partners and best of friends. And he came over from the event space in the running world. So he just incorporated the structure and organization there with the connections that me and Joel Shapiro have built here in South Florida with the local high schools through the 7-on-7 world. And we knew there was a 7-on-7 tournament missing that brought kind of that my world of 7-on-7 to the Scholastic, at least with a platform like the OT7 to the 305 Sports, is, hey, let's give these kids a platform and showcase their talent for the world to see.
Yeah. Yeah, and the difference too here, Jose, is that you know, you could a lot of these programs, a lot of these schools went around, you know, to Alabama and to Florida and Miami and played 7-on-7s, but the only thing is during the month of June, a lot of these kids, you know, a lot of these programs would come, but it would be incomplete teams because a lot of these kids were on visits. And this is not going to be the case here because of the fact that you can't, you know, the colleges are closed.
Yeah, it's a dead period.
Right. It's a dead period.
So, yeah, everybody's coming in fully locked and loaded. We have a cash prize, so that gets everybody even excited. And it's just a great cause that we're able to give back to some of these schools that most definitely could be in the position of need. So it's absolutely a great thing that I think we're doing in the community. Like you said, we're trying to be as organized and structured as possible, but it falls back on our team. And we even have our other partner, Rob, in this, who sits behind the computer creating all the graphics. We want to make as clean of a product as possible for the community and just have a fun time while having at it.
Yeah, and he does a good job. I got to give Rob a lot of credit. you know, because at any time a program, you know, that said, yeah, we'll come, he put out a graphic on it. He talked about some of your, you know, your new sponsors that'll be aboard with you this year. And obviously, you know, the teams that you had mentioned, you know, when Columbus said they'd come, or you know, Southridge or whatever.
Yeah, we didn't get Columbus out there last year. They finally agreed to it. It's great to have. Obviously, they want to defend their home turf. And then we could shift into the combine with Sumer Sports and Battle helping us put on that event and highlighting just the top players down here and having about 150 kids pull up and have a great combine, have you come out there, do some write-ups on the kids, try to get all the 247 guys out there and just create a combine that's a little different than the others just because of the platform that we've created.
Yeah, no, and you're 100% right. And you know, if you're a football fan in South Florida, and, you know, a lot of these people go to a lot of these things, and if you're on social media, you know, I mean, it's there's no other area in the country like South Florida. I mean, especially when it comes to all these teams, you know, the battles between Northwestern and Central and everybody else up there, and I know that you were a big part of the OT7 over the weekend, and you know how that goes. I mean, there's that rivalry between you guys and also South Florida Express and some of the other programs, but you take a look and you had the opportunity, you know, as somebody who is a key, you know, person in that, you know, the All-Star 7-on-7 with the Raw, with some of the best talent, obviously, in the country, to see a lot of these elite players throughout the course of the year. Talk about that, because, I mean, you know as well as I do, it's no more a local deal. A lot of these teams use kids from outside the area because they identify with the brand. You know, you look at a team like the Raw or any of these programs, you know, whoever it is, and they're out in California and they're in Texas and they're all over the country wearing their uniforms. And talk about that, because of the fact that this 7-on-7 thing has morphed into, I mean, something bigger than anybody would ever have expected 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The 7-on-7 world's become AAU. Brands are behind teams. We have certain guidelines to build out our rosters. It's from Battle and Adidas. They want the best in their gear, and I think people play football everywhere. I love to give the South Florida kid the opportunity, but at the end of the day, we have to do what's best for our brand and differentiate. But it's seeing the elite kids and where this space is going. The sky's the limit. It's very exciting where the space is going. The elite kids I see week in and week out, like Bryson Wright, who plays for me, I've never seen a 14-year-old do what he could do. Amir right. Sears, our local product out of West Broward,
yeah.
He could play the nickel. He's all but 6'2" as a 15-year-old. He could play the nickel. He could play the outside. He could play safety. He could literally play every position on defense. And I was able to see that firsthand. And I'm very excited for the future. That 28 class, as you know, Blue, these recruiting cycles come and go. You yes. have roller coasters. Some years you have a lot of talent. Some years are a little bit lower. That 28 class, 29 class, you're going to see a very high peak of elite talent.
No doubt. Let's concentrate on the July 12th. If somebody wants to come out and attend it, how do they, you know, get ticket information? How can they find out?
So 305, we have a link. You could also go on the cribclassic.com. We have tickets there. You have the 305 Sports Twins will also be posting on their social media page the links. So
okay.
I'm just excited where it's going to go. And very simple, it'll be at Columbus. You could also walk up. We'll have signs where you could scan in and buy the ticket there or have a cashier at the front. We're very excited about where this is and how we're growing. We had a very nice turnout at our first 7-on-7 event. At one point in the Dade versus Broward game, we had a line wrapping around the soccer complex. So that
yes,
was nice
I
to
saw
see.
That.
So we kind of learned, hey, maybe we're growing a little bit big. Columbus is a little bit bigger of a venue. You also have a lot of people there's a lot of standing room at that venue.
Yep.
So just a little bit, I would love to still be at Ransom on that water. You and I talked about how beautiful
that
campus is
beautiful.
While we're
we were walking through it while the event was going on, but I think we kind of outgrew that space, and hopefully we continue growing.
Good stuff. And the Crib Classic Combine, which will be held on the 26th, is it definite that it'll be at Ives Park?
As of right now, it is. We're very excited for that. We have Battle and Sumer Sports coming. Sumer Sports is a data company that's behind a bunch of NFL GMs and former scouts trying to help kids in this new era of NIL give them reports on their players. They would have player profiles and all that. So it's really a really cool thing that we're doing.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it all. Jose, I can't thank you enough, brother. Appreciate you always. You're a hard worker. You're part of a lot of innovative stuff. I'm glad that you invited us, and we're excited to be at all your events, and we will catch up within the next 2 weeks.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, Blue.
Good stuff. Jose Duaso, Crib Summer Classic, will be on the 12th of July at Christopher Columbus High School, and their combine will be on the 26th. At Ives Park, right there on the county line area, right there off of 95 in Ives Dairy Road. Good stuff. So if you still a lot of good football coming up in the summer, we also have our coming up. Also, we'll have the media days will take place. So a lot of things going on before the start of the 2025 high school football season.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.